We see that courage of Prophet Muhammad, who gave his teachings to the people of Arabia. They were angry with him and wanted to put him to death, but he did not stop teaching. Another example of courage is of Siddhartha, who came to be known as Buddha, who showed the people a noble way of life. He was not afraid when the evil spirits surrounded him under the peepal tree. Another example is of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ showed courage, who preached to thousands of people and said that we should love one another. He was not afraid of the priests of Jerusalem, who told him to stop teaching in such a way. He was not afraid of the Romans, who put him to death on a cross. We have learnt about three kinds of courage: physical courage, mental courage, and moral courage. We need courage to swim across a river. When we see someone in the wrong path, we need courage to bring the person to the right path. The greatest courage is to stay on the right path in spite of difficulties that come in our way. There is another story. Siddhartha, the Blessed One, used to preach to his disciples. He told them, a hen lays eggs and sits on the eggs without worrying whether the chicks would be able to break out of the eggs or not. If we stay on the right path, we will see light. We will have to face difficulties, but we must have the courage to face them. Now I shall tell you another story. I hope you are following. There was a poet named Abu Sayyid, who had a brave heart. His friends heard he was suffering from fever and went to visit him. The poet's son met them and said that his father was better that day. They went into the room where the poet lay. They chatted with him, and in doing so, as it was a warm day, the poet fell asleep. His friends also waited and went to sleep. In the evening, they all awoke. They had refreshments. The poet said his prayers, then recited a poem he had written. Please follow the poem on page 25. Despair not in your grief, for a joyous hour will come and take it all away. The burning simoon may blow and yet change into a gentle breeze. A dark cloud may form and still a torrent of rain may not pour. A fire that breaks out may get extinguished soon, leaving chest and casket untouched. Pain does come, but it leaves no trace. So keep up patience when agonies come, for time is the wonder worker, and attend on the peace of God if you would have untold blessings. So the friends went home happy and encouraged by the poem. We see here that a sick person encouraged his friends who were well. So you should be courageous and give courage to others. Learn the word meaning and work out the worksheet. You can prepare the next lesson, how to tell wild animals.